Hello there, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. You know, one of the things that I see a lot with coaches, consultants, healers, service providers, all the people that I really work with, and one of the things that I see them finding so challenging as they grow past six figures into multiple six and seven figures is that they start looking for ways to make business easier. To sell their work, their programs, their offers in easier ways, to attract new clients in to their ecosystem, their business in easier ways, whether that be through automation or paid lead generation, to make, you know, admin and back end easier by, again, either automating it with systems and structures or hiring team to take care of it. But this might sound somewhat controversial. I don't think you want to be seeking out easier paths in your business, at least not in the way that you think that you need to be anyway. Now, most of us have been taught to go out and to choose business strategies that make it easier. You see it sold everywhere. Okay, this is going to make your conversions easier, selling easier, marketing easier, social media easier. It's the easiness trap. And I think that it's very outdated, backwards. I actually think it's a very immature way of approaching business. And it actually just causes you to swap one set of challenges for another set of challenges, which actually never ends up resolving the initial problem in the first place, which is you trying to make business easier. So I'm going to break down the way that I help my clients create ease in their business so that no matter what their business model is, no matter what sales strategy they choose, no matter how many team they have, how automated their operating systems are, that they know how to create a state of ease for themselves. So if this speaks to you right now, then I've got a treat inside today's episode of the podcast. Welcome to episode 205, how to make business easy as you scale past six figures into multiple six and seven figures this year. Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad. Okay. All right, everyone. I really do have a great episode for you. And, you know, this episode really has been inspired actually by what I consider to be, it's a red flag trend. It's a very frightening trend that I have seen pop up over the last probably 12 to 18 months, maybe a little bit longer inside the coaching industry. And it's a trend, to be honest with you, I personally have bought into the dream of, but it's actually become a complete and utter red flag for me. And so if I see anyone really talking about or selling the concept of ease in their marketing, their messaging, it just puts my alarm bells on. For the most part, it's an immediate no deal for me too. Okay, which might seem strange because obviously the title of this episode, okay, is about helping you to create, you know, ease in your business. How to make it easy for yourself as you scale into multiple six and seven figures. Okay. But you know, in today's episode, I'm going to take you deep into understanding what ease really is. More specifically, how you can take your power back from the strategies, the tools, the systems, and even the person that's selling the ease so that you can create ease for yourself no matter what is going on in your business. To be honest, you know, one of the things I'm deeply passionate about, and it brings my Aries fire out in me as well, okay? And that is really about creating positive and impactful change in the coaching industry. I've been a coach for over 15 years. I started off as a personal trainer, health and fitness coach, gravitating into online business world, you know, 4.5 years ago. So I've been around the block for a while. And I just am deeply passionate about it because I really want to help women, particularly female business owners, CEOs like yourself, just stop buying into this illusion, what really is a vacuous promise as well. I really want you to be making much more intuitive and intentional decisions in your business, okay? And the truth, I'm not going to apologize for this. I know that there are probably some of you out here that are listening to this episode right now. Maybe you sell ease in your business. Maybe that's one of your selling points, okay? I'm not going to apologize for poking at this one and pushing at this one. And I really hope that if that's you, that you stay in for this episode, because I am actually deeply passionate about partnering and collaborating with other coaches, business coaches, sales coaches, marketing coaches, social media coaches, people that do sell strategy, that help their clients with strategy to be able to get their clients effective, sustainable, repeatable results with your work. Because you know how to support them at the depths of their being, in their nervous system, so that they can actually implement, okay? But I take a very strong stand for this and what I believe in. And I believe a lot of people have been sold an illusion when it comes to ease, and I'm really on a mission to rectify this. But I want to be clear, I am not selling you into the opposite of that, the business is hard either. This isn't about this conversation. It's not about business is hard, business is easy, okay? So don't mistake me. You know, when I talk about ease being an illusion, okay, I'm not talking about, oh, well, it's everything, business is hard, I'm just going to accept all of it. It's like ease is something that we can all experience in our business, but it's not a strategy. It's not a business strategy. It's not a business strategy that can be packaged up that you can buy and plug and play in your business, okay? There is honestly something so seriously wrong with how people teach ease in strategies, whether it's sales strategies, marketing strategies, social media strategies, messaging strategies, teams growth strategies. And I think the way that people are being taught to create ease just does not work for the vast majority of people. It really, really doesn't, okay? And, you know, firstly, you know, most people teach ease as a strategy. And I think this is the biggest myth that's out there. They teach it as a strategy. It's like, here's the strategy. It's going to create ease in your sales. It's going to improve your conversion rates. It's going to increase your lead generation, bringing more people into your business through your messaging ecosystem, all of these things. And they teach it as a strategy that you can just plug into your business, press play, and everything will become easier. So, you know, you go out and you buy or invest in that program, that mentor, that strategy, whatever it is that's designed to help you increase your conversion rate, you know, in your sales calls, take it from like 50% to 80%, and it makes selling easier for you. And you take this strategy, put it into your business, and great news, you start converting more clients into your business. Success, amazing. And here's the next thing that happens. Now you've got more clients to service. You've got more clients to be responsible. You've got more client sessions. So you've gone from maybe having 3 clients that you're working with to now 10 clients that you're working with. Or maybe you had 5 people in your group program. Now you've got 50 people in your group program. All incredible. Yay for all of that. More please, right? But now you've got more client sessions, more clients in Voxer, more clients in your emails, more clients in your programs, in your, you know, private Facebook group, going through your content. And so you've solved the sales conversion problem. So it's not a challenge anymore, well, at least now, but we've got to be constantly evolving. So at some point it's going to become a challenge again. Now client delivery is the challenge. So now the hardship that you experienced with your sales ecosystem, your sales structure, your sales systems, and your sales strategy now have become a client service and delivery challenge and hardship and problem. Now you're having tougher conversations with more clients. Now you're having to hold space for more people, which takes more of your energy. Doesn't matter whether it's like one-to-one or it's one-to-many, whether you're serving one client in a one-to-one session or one, if you serving 50 clients, that's still more pressure, more perceived responsibility, all of those things. So you haven't actually made business easier at all. All you've really done is swapped out one challenge for another challenge. You've also swapped out, like, not just necessarily one bad thing, like one challenge, okay? You've also swapped out some good for different good. I'm going to go into that and talk about what that really means in a minute as well, because one of the things I really want to take you into today is, as I said, to the depths of really understanding what ease is, and we're going to have a conversation about stress in order to have that. And for you to really understand, I'm going to talk about the concepts of stress that will really blow your mind. This is really important work. If you are committed and invested into expanding and growing your business into multiple six and seven figures and beyond, whether that's just this year, if you're at that precipice where you're really close to those goals, or whether that's in the next 2 to 3 years that you want to scale to seven figures, we've got to be having these conversations. We've got to be talking about what ease means. We've got to be looking at stress and how we manage stress and all the different types of stress. And if you're not, then I have concerns that the sustainability of your growth is going to be put under serious pressure at some point in time. And that's exactly what I experienced. So as I was saying, you know, with that analogy and that example of the sales, okay, what you've done is really just swapped out one challenge for another. And so now you have to go and solve that next challenge to, again, make business easier. So now I've got to go out and I've got to find now the client deliverable strategies, the systems that I need to set up to make delivery of content and support and service more efficient, more effective, more client friendly, easier for me, all of those things. And we go through the entire process again. And I'm going to tell you that what then happens in the scaling journey is you go, okay, well, now I need to bring in more coaches. Now I need to bring in more team. Now I need to bring in more systems and structures, all in this quest to try and make things easier. But what happens is that in bringing in more team, more systems, more structures, again, the same thing happens. We don't make business easier. There is now more complexity in our business model because we have more team. And again, we are swapping out one set of challenges for another, because now you've got to manage team. You've got to make sure that your team are now delivering on the quality of service you want to deliver to your clients. Now you've got to make sure the systems and structures are aligned with how you want your business to be experienced, because now people are having touch points with a system and a structure instead of a person. Can you see where I'm going with this? And we keep doing this, searching for more ease, searching for more ease. And here's the thing. It's not to say that those things can't make business seem easier, but what we really want is not, we don't want business to be easier. We want business to feel easier. So the problem here is that you keep outsourcing the easiness to a system and a strategy and a structure, maybe a team member. But ease is not that. Ease isn't a strategy. It isn't a structure. It isn't a system. It's a nervous system state. It is an internal state of experiencing, and I'm going to take you into some language that will be new, but I will explain, but it's an internal state of experiencing stress stimulus. It's not a strategy problem to be solved. It's a nervous system state to be nurtured. And this is the big problem, is that people then, because they keep thinking it's a strategy, they end up strategy hopping, going from one strategy to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. More team. I'm going to hire more team now to make business. And all of a sudden, you end up with all of these team members, but they're not being utilized effectively and efficiently as well. And as I said, you end up swapping one challenge for another. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, gee, Jamie, you're not painting a very bright picture of business. You know what? Maybe I'm not. But I honestly think a lot of you need a wake-up call. So many women that I have worked with over the years have made the decision to go from having a corporate career, which has been full of pressure and stress and all of these things. Like, I'm going to come over to business. I'm going to have more freedom, more choice. I can do what I want. And they get into business and they start growing their business and they're like, holy shit, I've just swapped one lot of stress for another level of stress. And they start bumping up against those stress roadblocks again, thinking I've made the easier choice. And they keep looking for ways to make things easier outside of themselves. And we've got to stop this. It's time to paint a true picture of business. Because, you know, I get this. Stress is not sexy. It's not a sexy thing to sell. People don't want to buy into scaling their business the air quote hard way. We're like, give me the easiest way. And this is honestly just part of human behavior. So many of us are wired for instant gratification. And if something, and I'm telling you right now, like, let's be honest here as well. Let's have an honest conversation. Culturally, we have trended this way. I mean, look at our ability to access information. You know, with the dawn of the age of internet, all of a sudden it went from having to pull out your Encyclopedia Britannica, I'm showing my age, but my grandparents had a set at home, and searching through, you know, you've got to pull out, okay, I want to look up information about, you know, a country. So I want to find out what, you know, what type of foods people eat in Austria. And I just randomly came up with that one right there. We pull out our Encyclopedia Britannica and we've got to search through for Austria. Okay, let's look up Austria. Okay, find Austria. Okay, let's look through, read through. And we're reading through. And it might take you 3 hours to read through this Encyclopedia Britannica. And then maybe you've got to go and look up a, you know, National Geographic magazine. And maybe you've got to then pick up the phone and call a family member or a friend, or you've got to go to school and ask a teacher, and all of a sudden it's days before you can acquire this information. Compared to now, I want to find out what the main food in Austria that's consumed. I would type this in and it would take me less than 5 seconds to get that information. Same with, think about now with Uber. I mean, thank God for Uber. Who doesn't love Uber? I can sit in the comfort of my home. Last Saturday night, bit chilly, we decided to have our first fire pit outside. I sat outside on my phone and ordered my family takeaway from 2 different places. I did not even have to leave my chair. I never had to talk to anybody. Just pick up the phone. I didn't have to get my credit card out. I did not have to walk the 15 steps back inside to get my credit card out. I could literally just put in what I wanted, and someone would make it for me. Someone would deliver it to my front door. The most exertion of energy, the hardest thing I had to do was get up out of my seat and walk to the front door. Netflix, another example. You used to have to wait for movies to come up on. I mean, going back my day, when I was younger, you'd either have to go to the movies to watch the movie, or you had to wait for it to come out on the Sunday night movie. Which was, who knows when. Now, I can just go to Netflix, type it in, up comes the movie. It's done. We have been built for instant gratification. We have been built for things to be easy. And so then we come into business and we're like, hang on a second, where's the instant gratification? Where's the, I've just made this tweak in my sales strategy. Where's all the clients that are flooding in? We have become wired within ourselves to not be able to sit with discomfort anymore. Something takes longer and there's a moment of uncertainty, like, when's this going to arrive? When's this going to happen? We can't sit with that discomfort anymore. And this is what is happening. And this is what people are bringing into the business world. Because on an unconscious level in the nervous system, we're not unconsciously going, well, okay, well, this is business and that's Uber. And we're just training our nervous systems. We're wiring the data in our nervous systems and our minds to just be like, I'm so used to getting what I want, when I want, right here, right now. Why is that not happening over here in my business? Why are things harder over here? And so we start looking and searching unconsciously. Give me people using the language easy, 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 easy. And we're just unconsciously, we're like, well, business is hard over here. Of course I want it to be easier. It must be a strategy. And let me go invest in that strategy. And we keep doing this over and over again. And then this is such a real sadness for me, because I see so many, it actually makes me a bit emotional as well, you know, because I see so many incredibly talented women who have the ability to reach the masses and make such positive change in our world, to leave this world a better place than when they arrived. And they stay capped in their business. They stay capped in terms of their reach, in terms of how many people they're working with, all of that. They're not, because they're not pulling in the resources, they're not scaling their business, you know, into the multiple seven figures, which we know gives us the resources to be able to get our work out into the world. They're staying capped down, you know, under 100,000 to a low 100,000. They're staying capped there, which means they're just, you know, kind of making enough, okay, to have a good life, yes, but not being able to really create the impact that they're here to create with their incredible work. And a lot of this, I believe this is happening because we have been sold the illusion that business is supposed to be easy, and that if it's not, there is something broken and you've got to go and fix that strategy, and that that's the only way to do it. And I want to be clear on this, because creating ease in our business absolutely can happen as a strategy. We can create less difficulties, because that's what easy is. Easy is not the absence of challenges. I actually chose to look this up in the dictionary. And I do that a lot because words are so powerful. And I truly believe we do not question the definition of words anywhere near enough. We just take on the word and we just go, yep, all right, that's what that means. And we don't actually go into defining what that means. And when I looked up the word easy, there was nothing about easy being the absence of difficulty. No challenges. It's not that at all. Yes, less challenges, but not none, which means you are going to experience challenges and discomfort and hardships and problems. That is business. I have been in business for 15 years. You can tell I'm getting really fired up about this because I am deeply passionate about this. I'm so sick of seeing this easy money, easy sales, easy marketing, easy social media sold everywhere. It creates so much unnecessary struggle and suffering for women who are here to create massive change in the world. When if you just knew that easy isn't a strategy, it's a nervous system state, and you knew how to change that, you knew how to nurture your nervous system to experience all of the types of different stress stimulus that exist. I keep knocking my microphone. It's probably going to create some friction in the audio. If you knew how to do that, then you would stop searching outside of yourself for easy and start cultivating it within yourself. And then you would be able to be such a much more effective CEO and leader in your business and in your industry as well. And this is something that I'm absolutely deeply passionate about changing, okay? Because your nervous system really is the inner foundation. And when it is stable and steady and strong and able to hold all of the different types of stress stimulus, this is when you get to stand out in your industry. This is when you get to scale your business to way past what is familiar and comfortable to you, because you only have what you have because it is familiar and comfortable to you in your nervous system at an unconscious level. But people miss the foundation, or they think the foundation is the strategy, the systems, the structure, and their mindset, but it's not. It is the ground that all of that is laid upon. And I want to use the analogy, my brother is a builder, okay? He's been a builder for decades. He's an incredible builder. My late father-in-law was a builder as well. So my husband is the son of a builder. We are also doing some building works on investment property we have. So I'm using the building analogy because I get it, I understand it. Now, here's the thing. If you were to ask my brother, if you were to call him up, we would get him on this podcast, and I was to say to him, when you are ready to build on a block of land, what's the first thing you do? I promise you he will not say that you lay the slab of concrete first. The first thing he will say that you do is you prepare the ground. the land itself must be level. Because when you have strong, stable, level, steady ground, and then you pour your concrete slab on top, then you put your frame up, your structures up, you put the bricks up, the cladding, whatever it is, the roof, then you fill out the rooms, all of that. But if you don't do that on a strong foundation, which is the ground, not the concrete, what happens is that instability, that unsteadiness, that unlevelness, I can't think of the word right now, will show cracks up. And it means the structures have to work harder to hold everything together. But if you just built and prepared the ground in the first place and continued to level the ground and continued to do that, any system and structure that you put on top of it is going to find it much easier to hold everything. So the ground is what we must do, is what we must prepare, is what we must focus on. And the ground is your nervous system. This is the strong and stable inner foundations that we have to build on. Okay? Because let me put it to you this way. Do you think Oprah got to where she got by chasing ease in the Oprah brand? Do you think her television show became an international sensation because she was like, what's the easiest way for us to reach the masses? What about Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon? Think he went after ease? I mean, you only need to order something from Amazon to truly understand the complexity of what happens. You think you're just pushing a button, there's a whole system and structure there. But he had to develop all of that. He didn't go, what's the easiest way for me to grow the business? And the same thing with Oprah. She didn't get to where she got by chasing ease. No, they understood and still understand that business is full of stressors. And in fact, at that level, it's stress amplified. There is a broader range of stressors and it is much more amplified because at that point you've got a lot to lose. Your reputation, a brand, impact on a global scale. Now they understood the business is full of stressors. Absolutely. And what they did was they cultivated a stable, steady, and strong inner foundation that could and continues to be able to handle it all. It can handle all of the stress that comes with expanding a business to that level. Now, you might not want a multi-billion-dollar organization, okay? Maybe you want multiple six, seven figures. And if you do, then you can't chase ease in your business. You have to create the strong, steady, stable inner foundation that can handle all of the stress. So let's bust the biggest myth about stress. Everyone thinks stress is worry, angst, fear, anxiety, uncertainty. Okay, stress is not that. Stress, and this is so important. So listen to this again. If you're in the car, turn the volume up. Ask the kids to quieten down. Stress is not worry. It's not angst. It's not fear. That is a form of stress. Stress is simply stimulus. It's something that stimulates our system. It's just data that comes into our system and it elicits some sort of response. That's it. Now, there are two types of stress. There is what we call distress, which is what most people think stress is. That's the worry. That's the fear. That's the angst. That's the uncertainty. That's the anxiety. That's the anger. That's distress. But then we also have eustress, E-U-S. T-R-E-S-S, eustress. Okay? And eustress is when we have data that comes into the system, so stimulus that comes into the system from an event or an experience that we've had. And that creates excitement, joy, happiness, energized, upbeat, lively. We have to be able, in order to create ease for a lot of people, you've got to ask yourself what ease is. First of all, ease is not the absence of difficulty. But for a lot of people, what they will see ease as ease is when you're in more of a flow state. And people are like, flow. Okay, so if I'm in flow, then I've got money coming in and going out. More money coming in than what's going out. I've got more clients coming in than what are leaving. Okay, I'm creating, like I've got more information going out of my head onto my social media for marketing. Like it's a flow state. But here's the thing. You have to be able to be in flow between distress and eustress. Flow state is when we are able to move between our different stress responses that happen when stimulus enters into our system. So we have an event that occurs. And, you know, it's so easy to see how this can be, because I've said this before, you can have two people that have exactly the same, like do exactly the same thing, but have two completely different experiences. Why is that? It's like, you know, have you ever been in a program? Okay, you've invested in a course, mentorship, a program, something like that. And you both, there's, you know, more than one of you, there's you and other people. And either they get results and you don't, or you get results and they don't. So why? Why is that the case? Something wrong with a strategy? No. It's not that there's anything wrong with you, but it's about understanding what creates those results at a deeper level, and that happens within the nervous system. So let me give you an example to kind of bring this point home. Okay, I want you to imagine that you have entered into a mastermind. There's five of you inside of this mastermind. You're working with an incredible mentor, and you've hired this mentor specifically to improve your lead generation and your conversion rates in your sales process. Basically, you want to bring more clients into your business and you want to do it in an easier way. And they give you a strategy. They give you, two of you, both the same strategy, and you both have exactly the same business. Let's just imagine identical businesses for this point. And so you both go ahead and you execute on that strategy. And you execute and you get some initial results. Amazing, incredible. You're excited. You're in eustress. Excited, you're energized. But all of a sudden, some challenges happen. All of a sudden, that lead generation system starts to slow down and there's not many people coming into your ecosystem for you to be able to convert. You're not getting many people booking onto discovery calls, not a lot of people landing on your sales page. Things are slowing down. Okay. Now, your peer who's doing the same strategy sees that happening, both same results, sees that happening. And I'm going to imagine it's a she. She looks at the strategy. She goes, okay, things need to be tweaked. Let's change it. And she goes through and she's creative and she's feeling excited. She makes the changes and the lead generation starts to pick back up again. Conversions start to pick back up. More clients are starting to flow into the program. You, on the other hand, experience that pocket of uncertainty where things go backwards. All of a sudden, your business income is dropping, just like hers was too. But instead of being creative, you get into worry and uncertainty and fear. You end up in distress. And you're asking yourself, what am I going to do? Am I going to go back to my old strategy? What am I going to do with this one? I don't know what to do. And you end up in decision procrastination. That is distress. That is exactly the same situation and two nervous systems reading the stimulus that is that event of, you know, the amount of people coming into your business to book into calls or to sign up to your program, land on your sales page. That's the stimulus. That's the event. It's neutral, by the way. But your nervous system reads the data differently. One creates eustress, healthy. One creates distress. Or maybe you both go into a state of eustress, a distress, I'm sorry, which is absolutely possible too. Both of you go into worry. Both of you go into uncertainty. Both of you go into anxiety. But one of you knows that that's just a nervous system state and you know how to strengthen your vagal break. You know how to strengthen your nervous system so that you can, instead of responding in distress in a sympathetic nervous system, unsustainable, high energy stress, worry, anxiety state, which is not momentum building, which is not solution focused. Okay, and what happens is one of you gets into a creative state, goes on to innovate, tweaks the strategy and yields results, and the other one stays in decision fatigue. And this is what happens. Data is the same and the response is different. The stimulus is the same, but the response is different. And this is what I mean about creating ease, because one of you looks at the situation and goes, okay, I know how to regulate. I know how to strengthen my nervous system. I can take on this challenge. This feels easier for me. I'm capable of taking on this challenge. And the other one goes, this is too hard. I don't know what to do. It's all within the nervous system. And this is the piece that we get the opportunity to nurture and expand, because your nervous system is like a balloon. I want you to imagine that your nervous system is a balloon. Okay? And as your business grows, takes on, and this is what happens. This is what you want. You've got to think about this. This is what business expansion is. As your business grows, you are going to take on more clients. You're going to take on more team, more systems, more structures, more responsibility, effectively more pressure. And your nervous system is a balloon. Okay? Imagine that the clients, the team, the systems, the structure, it's just air going into that balloon. And all the air is on the balloon is pressure too, by the way. It's just pressure. It just creates pressure against the balloon that causes it to expand. So as more clients are coming on, more team are coming on, more systems are coming on, more structures, it's air going into the balloon. And it's expanding and it's expanding and it's expanding and it's expanding, and it's putting more pressure on the balloon. With every level of expansion, you're blowing it up more and more and more. The balloon keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. And what happens is if that balloon is really like silicon, it's almost like plastic silicon, right? It's very thin and fragile. Pop. Too much pressure, and that balloon's going to pop at some point. But what happens if you've got a reinforced balloon? It's thicker. You know those ones you can put helium into? And they're just thicker and they're stronger. You're going to find you can put more air into that balloon, more into that balloon before it pops, before it bursts. It's exactly like your nervous system too. And the beautiful thing is, most people, when we use the analogy of the balloon, at some point they realize this balloon's going to pop. I can't put any more air into this. But I want a bigger balloon. They're like, I want a bigger balloon. I want a massive balloon. I want a balloon that's like the size of my room, not just a little tiny balloon that's like the size of your head. I want a bigger balloon. But I can't keep putting more air into this balloon because it's going to pop. So what do? You upgrade your balloon. That's what you do. You upgrade the balloon so that it can hold more air, hold more pressure, all of it. And so you get a bigger balloon. You upgrade the balloon. It's bigger. It's able to hold more. You upgrade it so not only can it hold more, but it's also stronger. The silicon, the plastic, it's stronger. It's more stable, it's less fragile, it's able to hold more and more and more and more without it going into a stress, hard, business is hard, this is stressful, I'm overwhelmed, I've got so much on. No, your balloon's stronger, you're able to hold more. Because the other thing we haven't touched on is just also with that balloon, with it being pressure, it's all perception. It's all interpretation. Because you and I can be, have again, the same business and we take on more clients. We're like, okay, we've got a program and it's got 5 clients in it, and right now we want to have 50 clients in it. Now, I nurture my nervous system. It's strong. It's stable. I know that I can take on all of those clients and all of their expectations, all the things that I know they want to create, all the responsibility of supporting all of these clients, having conversations with them, being able to take, I can take all of that on without my nervous system going into stress, distress state, going, oh my God, this is bad. I've got more pressure, more responsibility to deliver more results. I'm able to have tougher conversations. But another person who hasn't done that nervous system work, all of a sudden those five clients become 50 and it's like a pressure cooker that explodes because all of a sudden there's all this additional perceived responsibility and pressure and client deliverables and all these things, and the system's frazzled going, oh my God, how can I keep up? I can't keep up with all of these people and I don't have things in place, and oh my goodness, like what if, you know, oh my God, now I used to fear that it was five people that are going to fail. Now it could be 50 people that are going to fail and not get results. Oh my God, I can't handle that. What happened? Like, and that's what happens. The pressure is actually just subjective. And that's the most important part about what's going on inside the nervous system, is the stimulus is subjective. It's not just, oh, more clients equals more stress. Two people can take on more clients in their business, and one can be in a state of eustress, excitement, energy, upbeat, compassion, grounded, able to, solid and stable. And the other one starts to freak out because all of a sudden, more clients, more responsibility, more pressure, more stress, more people to get results for, all of those things. And all of this is to say, is that the person with the strongest, the stablest, and the steadiest nervous system is able to be in that situation without triggering overwhelm and stress and worry and anxiety, all of the things that create, air quote, hardship in business. The person with the strong, stable nervous system takes on all of the extra clients. The more money they have to play with, more money coming in, more money going out. That's what happens as you scale your business and grow further. You might be bringing more money in, but I'm telling you right now, you're also spending more money because you have to invest in more levels of support and systems and structure and all those things that we need to be able to deliver at scale. But when you've got that strong, stable, steady nervous system, it's not seeing all of that. It's not seeing all of that extra money going out as something stressful. It's not triggered into that stress state. It sees those things as, this is natural and normal with business, and I'm not seeing this as hard and challenging and as a problem. But the nervous system that is in that state where it hasn't been nurtured. And the way, everything I talked about with the balloon analogy is very integral part of what we do with the nervous system, because we have something called our stress threshold, which was also called our allostatic. The technical term is the allostatic load. And when we are strengthening our nervous system, what we're actually doing is increasing our allostatic load, which is the amount of subjective perceived stress our nervous system can take before it goes into a stress response state. So when we strengthen our nervous system, we do practices and exercises that do that. And a lot of this is what I do. We do this through exposure therapy. Expose ourselves. It's one of the things we do, is expose ourselves to stress states and learn how to downregulate or even upregulate. Sometimes we need to actually take our energy from burnt out, drained, exhausted up into calm, grounded, even energized states too. But when we do that and we expand our range, our ability to be able to hold all the different types of stress stimulus, what happens is all of a sudden we know how to create ease within ourselves, and we no longer rely on it to be a strategy that we are implementing in our business. And that's not to say that the strategy doesn't support the ease, but it doesn't create it. So I've covered off a lot in this episode as well. I wanted this to be, this really is a very educational episode. There is a lot of information in here. I would absolutely encourage you to go back and listen to this episode again. Okay, and I will be talking more about this. I will be doing more trainings. These are kind of like mini trainings at the moment as well. But what I will tell you right now is I am very committed to absolutely bringing the, not just like busting myths, but actually giving you the practical tools and the practical information as well to tell you how to operate in the truth. And in this instance, the myth is like ease. Like ease is not a strategy. It's a nervous system state. Okay, so if that's the truth, Gemma, how do I then create that for myself? And that's exactly what this episode was about for you today. It was about taking you on a journey and showing you that when you keep relying, making the mistake of relying on ease to be a strategy in your business, that all you're doing is just taking one challenge, one problem, and just bring it over to it. And that's okay. Bring it to another area, and that's okay. This is the thing. This is the reality of business. You've got to be an incredible problem solver in business. So to say that there aren't not amazing things that happen in business. And I'm going to also tell you as well, it's a whole other episode, but your ability to be able to handle eustress is very important too. Because we've got both sides happening here. We've got a lot of people who are so used to thriving and challenge, they're not used to thriving when things are good too. So you've got to be able to, I want to use the word acclimate, which basically means make familiar. You want to be able to get your nervous system rewired to be able to experience eustress and de-stress, not distress, not one or the other, but both of them. Because as you grow in your business, expand, you are going to have higher highs. This is all perceptive, but you're going to have, you know, bigger wins, but also potentially bigger failures too, because it's just the reality. The bigger you grow, the more you perceive you have to lose. And so sometimes the more amplified those failures are, but the more exciting the wins are too. This is why being able to build that strong, stable inner foundation is so important, and why it is really how we create ease in our business as we scale past six figures into multiple six and seven figures and beyond. So big episode. I didn't think it was going to go for this long, but it has nonetheless. My throat is a bit sore from talking so much. So, you know, my parting words to you are as well, you know, one of my biggest missions here on this earth is to just bust the illusion that causes so much suffering for us. And in this one, it is this constant quest for searching for the easy path outside of you. Bring that search back in. When you learn how to create ease, which is not the absence of difficulty, but your ability to be able to handle eustress and de-stress, positive stress, negative stress, good stress, bad stress, if we want to call them that. It's all stress stimulus and it all helps to expand our system. When you learn how to be able to hold and handle all of that, I promise that is when you will be able to scale your business to the level you want. So I hope this episode has helped you in some way today. And the big takeaway I want you to take with you from today's episode is ease is not a strategy, it is a nervous system state. And the beautiful thing is we know how to control that. And we control that by building strong, stable, steady inner foundations that are able to handle and hold all of the different stress stimulus that happens in business, the challenges and the wins and everything in between. So I hope today's episode has helped you in some way. I will be talking more about this, and come on over and connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at I am Gemma Bernard. Go ahead and just share what's one takeaway you took from this week's episode, and come on over and let me know that you listened to it. Otherwise, I'm always very grateful for any reviews that you can leave on Apple Podcast as well. So if you're on Spotify, go on over to Apple Podcast, rate and review the podcast, because it helps get this episode out more. But if you really want to help me get this message out, then please go ahead and share this on your social media, because that really is the best way we can get the message out about this right now. Okay. All right. I will see you for another episode really, really soon. Have an incredible day wherever you are. And thank you for being here with me.